if this is spread by my tongue to you. Quickly, what we can. Can you? Can you? What happened after Govardhan Puja? What happened? You should.
Govardhan Puja.
No mic.
Which was offered by the Rajavasis. No mic.
You can take.
I bring a mic.
Oh, then you should come here. Quickly. What?
Mic without mic.
So after the offering of the Anukut, Giriraj Govardhan Maharaj enjoyed the offering of the all of the Vrajabhasis.
All they returned to their homes. All returned
to their homes.
With Krishna. Very happy.
Yes.
And Krishna told them, oh, have you seen an Indra even? Never you have seen, but you saw Govardhan.
So then Lord Indra, he was observing all of this, and actually he became very disturbed and very upset that he was not being given these sacrificial offerings. So he decided that he was going to retaliate against the Vrajabhasis. And Indra ordered his very powerful cloud, the Samvartaka cloud, to come, which is generally used at the time of devastation.
What he thought? And he became angry, what he told? You remember?
Mahabharat.
You don't remember what Indra told to Krishna? I will see this boy.
Teach him a lesson.
Tum janta hai? Kya sab karta hai, sir? Mahabharat?
Mahabharat.
Where is Mahabharat? What Indra told? Oh, this wicked boy. He is quite ignorant and following his words, all gops and gopis have become bewildered. I will punish them with this boy. I will do so much sins that anyone in Vrajabhasi, they will not be saved. So I'm telling like this. And he ordered all
Sambartakas.
You should pour water.
And inundate Vrindavan.
So that there should be no any shine of Vrajavasi here. No shine. Govardhan should also be smashed into pieces. And this part should be punished so much. And all Vrajavasi should put to death. So much water should come there. That everywhere, only floor with nothing. And then,
the Samvartaka cloud began to rain down, pouring massive amounts of rain water, like oceans of water, down on Giriraj Govardhan and on all the Vrajabhasis. And also lightning and thunderbolts.
What was the season? At that time? Kartik month. At that time, very cold in India. So, cool ritu.
Season.
And first began so much air, wind with water, and so much cold. And then all began to
Then the Vrijavasis began to approach Krishna.
There was no place to set them. Their houses were ruined. Everything. As mass to pieces. Rainwater, soap, heavy. And like pillars. Like the eggs of elephants. And so many thunderbolts. And all Brajavasis. Or tell them what happened. Only by this innocent boy he told and we followed. Nanda Baba followed and we followed Upananda told. So we will have to test the result.
They blame Nanda Baba and Krishna.
Yes. That we have done blunder. Now where to go? What to do? But there was so much water they cannot go here and there. And they quickly went to Krishna. If you have done like this, we have only obeyed. Then he used to tell Govardhan Giriraj that he should save us now. Oh, quickly, Krishna answered. You should bring your all utensils, everything on bullock carts. Bullock carts will come. With all your cow, all your children, gopi, apple, old persons also. And quickly they came, and quickly, in a second, anyone could not see that how fastly Krishna took us on his finger. There became a very deep, very, very deep beat. Govardhan was 7 miles high and 7 miles also. Deep. And 14 miles
long.
Very high. So when he took, that became a very big, like peat. But no water. There. If animal dig only 14, 15 yards down, water may come. But when he took Govardhan, very easily, like a lotus flower like this, nothing. And he called all Brajavasi, all cows. Especially Krishna was at the age of 7. So gopis were not married. All gopis, Vrishabhanandani, Radhai, Lalite, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tungvidya, Indu, Lekhen, all came. And Krishna was taking this. All gopis, the friends became so worried. How Krishna alone can bear the weight of Giriraj Govardhan? They quickly took their dandas, sticks.
To help.
Oh, don't worry, my Kanhaiya. Oh, you should take rest, we are taking. But Radhike and all other gopis were so much worried. They get their side under Govardhan. Govardhan, we will punish you. And you should be on our eyes. Don't have any weight on Krishna. So who was lifting that Giriraj Govardhan? Actually, not Krishna. How? Power always becomes in
left side.
So left hand. And in left side, not Krishna. If he has taken Giriraj Govardhan in right, then we should understand that Krishna has lifted Giriraj Govardhan. But Krishna never. To show this, he did. And Srimati Radhika. Power is Radhika. Krishna is not power. So Krishna is manifested with power. He has all powers. So he thought like that, at once Srimati Radhika took Govardhan. First Srimati Radhika, what is Govardhan? Whole world, lakhs and lakhs world. On his waist she can take. So this is the majestic power of Srimati Radhika. Without Radhika power, Krishna is like zero. Nothing like Nirvishesh Brahma. Nothing to do pranam. Who will do pranam? Anyone is not there. Nothing to pranam. So Radhika gifted it. They were first chance. They came
together
in front of Krishna. This was the main reason that Krishna lifted, that all Govardhanvasi gops will not tell anything to their daughters. And they will quickly come to me, and for 7 days we will together. That is why. So first time, all the gopis, when a little Kishori gopi, not Kishori at that time, at this age of six, half, five, like this, all. Lalita was only at the age of Krishna. And all were somewhat
younger.
And all 7 days, Indra began to throw hail so much.
Thunderbolts.
And he wanted to to smash this Raj Govardhan into pieces. But it has been told in prayer. What?
Saprishta hastam
bhujasau. Saprishta hastam bhujasau kamarje sukhanubhote rati bhumi vritte mahendra bhajra hatimapya janan govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. All give. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Telling the that, O Giriraj Govardhan, when Krishna lifted you on your finger, oh, you became so happy. You are realizing so much happiness that even Indra was throwing his thunderbolts so much. But what he was thinking? Oh, like that. Very happy.
Itching.
Like this. Nothing like that. Yatraiva go, yatraiva Krishna, Vishabhanu putra, danam grihitam, kalaham vitin, sutes pihajatra, mahat, Pratahasi Govardhano me
Disatamadistam.
Krishna sometimes used to block their ways where in Dan Ghati and quarrels between gopis and Krishna. Krishna wanted that you should get some
tax
here. And they used to tell that why tax? Oh, this place is mine. Then gopis, and especially Lalita, used to tell, is this property of your father or grandfather or grand-grandfather? From where you collected? So this is not your property. Oh, this is my property. How this is your property? Because this all property is of Vrindavan and she is my wife. Oh, they began to clap that you are so liar and cheater, Brinda cannot marry you because you are black. In Braja, any girl does not want or any parents to give you marriage their daughters. So now you are thinking that all girls are my wife. So Brinda, you think that he is your wife. We are calling just now. They called Brinda. In front of Krishna and all gopis were there. They asked Vrinda, oh, have you married this black person, black boy? No, no, I don't know him. Who is he? Never, never, I cannot do a mistake like this. She is like, she wants that, tells that all are my wives here. But no one wants to marry her. So I'm not his wife. Then they begin to plan. Oh. But Krishna was so...
So clever.
Clever.
Tricky.
Tricky and clever. No, no, no. Really, she's my wife. And this is my property. You'll have to give. Then they gave some thing, little
ducks.
Curd, makkhan, and everything to Krishna. One day, like this, oh, Krishna, you to do daily like this, we should give a lesson to him. One day they caught all Lalita Vishakha. First they catch hold of Madhumangal, and this tiki was tightened in the trees, branches, and all, and they began to do
punching.
All were so much afraid. They told that you should promise that never we will do like that. Madhumangal told that I am promising I will never, I will have no friendship with that black person. And thus all the gopis to Krishna, and forcibly they
put
a lahanga to Krishna and Chundari from out this ear. And his cuts, hairs were so they do like choti, and gave yashandu, and like a lady, and they gave some vessels of pots of
yogurt.
And Lalita gave him.
Throw a stone.
And Krishna was covered with, took bath with
yogurt.
And all gopis were clapping. Oh. Will you do again? Like this? Krishna said, I will not do. Then you should beg pardon in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna did. Oh, Radhika, you should forgive me. So, this is in Govardhan. Govardhan is Sakhi.
Evidence.
So, Govardhan should be placed to us. That we can realize this very sweet pastimes of Gopi, Gabhi, Govasa. I think Govardhan will hear our praying, and he will sprinkle. After 7 days, Indra became saw that go anyone and see that there are there anyone saved from this?
Alive or dead?
He went there and saw what elephant?
Airavat
came. And he saw that, all are saved.
Not a single leaf also dropped from.
Not a, even a leaf of tree has been
dropped from
his tree, from branches. And he went to Indra and told that, oh, brother, all are so happy. Anything is not damaged. Then he thought that, who is he? Actually, he is Parabrahma, our Lord. And he knew that, oh, he's certainly our Lord. That he went to Surabhi. We have done puja to that Surabhi, the mother of all cows. Where? Not on Golok Vrindavan. Some manifestation of that Surabhi in this world, in
Golok.
Like one Golok there, one Lok here. Like one Vrindavan here, like Vrindavan there. And then Indra began to apologize and tell that, oh, mother, save me. Otherwise, Krishna will ruin us. You should come with me and माने कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करो
प्लीज कृष्ण
प्लीज कृष्ण देन शी केम एंड वाटर फ्रॉम गंगेस वाटर फ्रॉम देयर सो मच मिल्क एंड घी एंड एवरीथिंग व्हाट वी डिड अभिषेक हियर शी केम एंड शी केम टू कृष्ण ओ कृष्ण ओ इंद्र इज माय लाइफ सन सो यू शुड फॉरगिव फॉर सेक ऑफ टू प्लीज सुरभि Krishna. Somewhat not wanting, but even he forgave. And Indra kept Krishna name Govinda. Govinda Devaki
Jai.
I am not Govinda. I am not Govardhan. I have no connection with these cows. I have false ego that I am Lord of all. But actually, Giriraj Govardhan. Krishna is Gopal is everything. He is supreme personality of Godhead. So he is Govinda. He supports and nourishes all Gop, Gopi, Gabhi, Gobatsa and all Gopi Mandal, Golok. And not everything. And after that, they return to their places. Gaur. It may be that Indra began
Sidji
Shankar
prayed
to Chakra that you should save, otherwise all Gopi and everything will be finished. So Chakra came and seeing Chakra on the seventh day on the moment, Indra quickly ran away from here. And Chakra, then he may be that Narayan or more than that.
Drama.
What is the time now?
7:00.
Then drama should be done. And from today again, I may speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I wanted to do more.
This was very good.
But anyhow, it was so good. If anyone has come here, joined this, and he has participated anyway, Giriraj Govardhan will be so merciful to sprinkle the jugal love and affection to them. Then, any kirtan? And you should try to. Matukiya?
Mina.
Mina, where is Mina?
Mina.
Where is Mina? Where is Mina? Come on here. Can you sing? No? That should give. All Indians, devotees should follow. You should do. Can you sing? Can you play this? Come on, very quickly.
Nandji ko lala arbela, meri matki mein mar gayo dela.
Ramchandra.
Meri Nandji ko lala arbela, meri matki mein mar gayo dela.
Mr. Nandji.
Kabhi kaun pe sang kabhi bachran ke sang kabhi kaun pe sang kabhi bachran ke sang kabhi kaun pe sang kabhi bachran ke sang kabhi kaun pe sang kabhi bachran ke sang
Oh,
so much thank to you both.
It's our pleasure.
What's your name?
Asha. Asha.
Asha.
Asha.
Asha. Asha. Asha Lata ki
jai
aur Meena Devi ki
jai.
Yes, your drama is quickly. Begun. At 5.
The mic is here. 10 seconds.
Asha Lata. Creeper. Krishna is tree. And Asha is creeper. What Asha? What? No, not branch. Creeper. What? When I will be a creeper? To climb and to roll that Krishna tree. This desire. Hare Krishna, you should be very devout. I want that quickly with your heart. At least one round, you should be. And think that Krishna is my beloved. Very quickly.
No.
Don't quote words. अरे बेटी तू कर ले, तू बड़ी चतुर है, ऐसे उनको मोल्ड कर देना जो सब लोग तुम अभी मत खाओ कृष्ण, उनको कर दो, कुछ दूरी के बाद में तुम अपने बेटे को अपने स्वामी को सब बहुत जल्दी कर ले, ऐसा कर सकेगी जब तू पकाएगी तो मैं खाऊंगा, अभी नहीं खाऊंगा, वो भी नहीं खाएगा, तो शुद्ध होकर के ये सब छोड़ देगी ना, और कृष्ण के चरण में अपने बस तुम्हारे हाथ पकाएगी, जो कुछ पकाएगी साग भाजी मैं सब दे लूं, तुमको अपनी प्यारी बेटी बना दूं, अभी भी है, अभी तुमको थोड़ा सा, अब मैं तुमको छोड़ूंगा नहीं, तुम्हारा हृदय है ना अपने पॉकेट में ले सकते, तो वह मेरी मेरी बेटी बन गई, वो मेरा बेटा बन गया, तो वैसे तू पहले पहले है, एल्डर तू है और वो छोटा है, अब हमारा बात निष्फल नहीं जाए, यू शुड नॉट फॉरगेट मी एवर, आई विल नॉट फॉरगेट यू, आशा लता विल बी हियर.
Ready?
I'm tricky. I'm a tricky. We will make half an hour. Not less, eh? Oh, Tata, I don't, I never knew. Oh, come on, quickly, you should.
Oh,
come on. Jaldi, jaldi bolo to. You should, quickly, very quickly, and you should utter.
Sosti, 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 Sos
Opportunity to play with Gurudev. I appreciate it so much. Mom, Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Prasad, Gurudev, Shivata Bhakti, Mata, Swami, Mataravani, Namaste, Sakasaka, Devi, Mataravani, Mataravani, Sages, Paskachai, Vishnu Padaya.
Oh,
Yusuf
Bhakti. Voice should be controlled. Why should be controlled, children?
Walk the dust of Vrindavan, where water's tears they touch the ground. Showed us sacred places where real treasure can be found. You have traversed the path of saints and sages, and kindly taken me along. Though I am a deaf man, sometimes I can hear their song. Just how you are seeing this enchanted land, I can only hope to one day guess. Still, you encourage me to open up my heart and to become fearless. And though dancing right before my eyes, I could never hope to see with your joy. Tell a voice that to God and me. Never been much good at expressing gratitude. Well, I guess that's just my fate. Treasures can be found. You have traverse the path of saints and sages, kindly taking me along. Though I am a deaf man, sometimes even I can hear the song. Just now, you might see this enchanted land. I can hope to own you one day, yes. So, encourage me to open my heart. I try to find you less. And though dancing right before my eyes, I could never hope to see. Without you, angelic voice, there to guide me.
बैठ जा बैठ जा हो गया बैठो 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 बैठ जाओ बैठो बैठो फट आ रही और डोंट डोंट डू इट इज नो या मरमूजा चार
ठंडा लगे ना मैंने दोनों नहीं चले गए
All the prasadam which has been offered, there should be equally distributed to us. Some should dry to me also, and all should be distributed. They should all take.
8:30 in the morning. Yeah, fire.
How? Oh, Prabhu, Prabhu. You should tell that it will be distributed and you should all
Good afternoon, ladies and
after drama they can be
Vaishnavas, children, ladies and boys and girls.
Yes, we have a place for you.
We have a place for you called the Redemption of right Jedi and Mada.
After that.
You should be distributed to
everyone.
The evening prasad tonight will be certain to that all this Mahaprasad from Govardhan, Giriraj, will be distributed equally to all. So all should come directly after the drama arti and come together and we will distribute equally to everyone. And also, yes. Yes, but just that everybody gets an equal share. Very important.
Anukut Mahotsav Ki!
Ki!
One day, Lord Chaitanya was sitting in the midst of his bhaktas.
From here?
No, Radhakund.
Radha?
Radhakund.
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 Where Radhakund?
His name.
Radhakund. Haridas. You are my dearmost servitors. I have a request of you. Go to every man in the town. Walk from door to door. And tell them about Sri Krishna, who is the life of everyone. Please, don't distinguish between the rich, the poor, the ignorant or the foolish, high or low, or Brahmin or Sudra. I want you to go and save them all.
Yes, my lord.
Haridas Anantai were selected for the purpose of proclaiming Sri Krishna for very good reasons. They were aesthetics and incomparably pious, and they had acquired the power of imparting the Holy Spirit. Nitai and Haridas accepted the task with due humility. The duty was that they were to impose upon them was to start early in the morning to travel from door to door, deliver the message, and then return it home at noon. In Nadia, the simple message proclaimed by Haridas and Nitai produced wonderful effects. Most men accepted, and it was because they were backed by the force which Messiahs carried with them. Many did not. In fact, a few received the bearers of the message with ridicule and even insults.
My dear brother, we have come to implore you that Sri Krishna is your most dear, beloved friend, and we come. He is beckoning you back to the spiritual world. I implore you, my dear brother, to please chant Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare
another. One should be that I will not chant.
Hello, my dear friend. Sri Krishna implores you to come back to the spiritual world. He is your dearmost friend, your dearmost beloved, and you can love him through the process of Harinam. So please chant with us. Will you chant with us, dear brother?
You ignorant force man, be gone! Get away! Leave my house!
My dear Haridas, what kind of command is this? To proclaim Sri Krishna to people who are ignorant and foolish and who bear us ill will. I have no doubt in the mission of my Lord. I have no doubt that he is there to save all the souls. If he desires, he can make our mission more palatable to the people. I know. Let us proclaim Sri Krishna to Jagai and Madai.
Jagai and Madai! Oh, my Lord! Them of all people!
I think they are the best candidates because they are not only the most powerful men in the city, but they are also the most sinful wretches. And if the Lord could get them to accept Sri Krishna, then that would be a miracle that everyone can see. And then the mercy of my Lord Nimai will be known to everyone. Haridas, please let us go. Jagai.
Mm-hmm.
Jagai and Madai were two Brahmin youths who were city chieftains of Nadia under the Chan Kazi. But in reality, they were absolute masters of the lives and the property of the citizens. After gathering a large band of scoundrels, they used the power atrociously. They treated the citizens in a manner no human should be treated. Under the influence of alcohol, they robbed and raped the people mercilessly, sparing neither man or woman. They were the greatest sinners of their time.
Didn't have it. So I made him lick my face. Then I took all his wealth, including his eldest daughter. Yes, well, I got my gold.
Oh boy.
So having very much fun with the women.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Give me all your gold! What do you mean, what? Get this boy! Get out of here, you garbage! We need my puny food!
I got sorry.
Dear brothers, please turn from your wicked ways. Sri Krishna is your most valued friend, and he beckons you through the method of chanting Hare Krishna. My dear brothers, please chant with us. How dare you cheaters come here speaking this nonsense? Leave now and live. But my dear, you got to
the love for Nittai for his fellow beings knew no bounds, and for those who were fallen, he felt the most profound pity. His notion was that Jagai and Madai, in spite of their worldly prosperity, were the most miserable of sinners. For Nittai, the afterworld and the suffering of sinners, there were a stern reality. He knew that the brothers would suffer terribly hereafter. The condition of these two brothers, therefore, called for his earnest consideration. But he was further helped in his deep resolution of converting the brothers by motives of policy. Namely, in order that these two men, so well known in the country and so dreaded by the people, might bear witness to the reality of the avatar Sri Gauranga.
My dear Haridas, I have one request for you. I want you to go to Mahaprabhu and ask him that the brothers deserve his first consideration. Tell him if he has pity on those two fools, then they can be saved. Please tell the Lord for me.
My Lord, I can understand that you can deliver the entire universe simply by your glance. So these two brothers, Jagai and Madai, They are already delivered. The will of the Lord is so hard. I can understand that Sri Krishna Chaitanya has requested both you and I to approach all without distinction. But it's also enjoined that we should avoid the envious. We are simply attracting them to commit offenses to you. Not only that, my Lord, they are in an intoxicated condition with pride and wine is so dangerous.
You know, my Lord, he is supremely playful and he is supremely unbelievable. And we should also be like him and fancy the condition of these wicked ones. If we do not save them, Haridas, then who will? Our mission is to save everyone, even the lowest.
Don't cry. You die! You kill me with your tears!
It happened, however, that the two brothers pitched their tents in the corner of town where the Lord lived. This did not stop the kirtans, of course. One night, the drunken brothers came upon a kirtan, being attracted to the sound, but finding no entrance, they danced and drank until the early morning. As the Lord and his devotees left the building, the brothers approached the group and asking him what his theatrical group was singing about. The Lord ignored him and left. Nittai and Haridas, seeing this, were disappointed, having hoped that when the Lord saw them, he would open their hearts.
Chanting Vishnu songs, playing on musical instruments, and dancing like madmen. When I told him to stop, he began to chant even louder, completely ignoring you.
That's so. Well then today, we shall exterminate those Vaishnava pests. Let's go.
My dear friends, we again come to implore you. We have not come to hurt you or to be hurt in return, but to tell you that your first duty is to worship your loving master, Sri Krishna. I am just only a pure devotee. Please, God! They're killing me, Ty!
Stop!
My brother! We have gained nothing by killing this devotee.
They're killing Mutai.
What is going on? Are you not ashamed of committing an assault upon? upon an unarmed man, a stranger, a devotee, who has sworn never to hold a lethal weapon? Did he not come here to serve you? Did he hurt you? You are accumulating sins incessantly upon your head, and you do not seem to be getting tired of it. You do not think the day of reckoning would come, in which you would have to make full account of your actions? Well, let me tell you, that day has come! Jugga and Mudeye, prepare to receive your due punishment! Jugga! Jugga! Jugga!
Mercy, my lord! Please!
I see that it is a slight wound that has made you react like that. But I assure you that it was little more than accident. Mudeye probably never meant to hurt me, but probably acted by some sudden impulse. And I assure you, my lord, I do not feel even the slightest. My dear lord, I see that you deserve to give them punishment. But my dear lord, in this incarnation, you are not meant to bring your chakra. You are meant to save all the fallen souls by your tears, by your sympathy, and by chanting the holy name in great ecstasy. You have nothing to do with your fire disc in this incarnation. But if you kill them, my dear lord, then whom will you save? My dear lord, you know what is best, but you cannot kill both of them, for Jugga'i, he saved my life.
Jugga'i, saved your life? Explain.
Yes, my lord. When Mudeye was going to pick up another rock to hit me, Jugga'i restrained him and also rebuked him for his cowardly conduct.
Jugga'i, come here. You have saved the life of my Nitai, and for this, I am eternally grateful to you. You deserve a reward from me, and so here it is. Let me embrace you.
Oh. Mercy, Lord, mercy!
Your case is not so simple as you may think, Mudeye.
My lord, we are all your children. I am also one of your children. Therefore, you cannot cast me away.
You? A son of God? Did you ever recognize it? Why then did you maltreat your brothers? You, who thought you were the Lord of all. You, before whom men begged with folded hands and knees, now kneel before me as a worshiper, a devotee in the presence of this crowd of people? You should be ashamed. But you, the best-dressed man in town, now roll with your fine robes in the dust, weeping as helplessly as those whom you made to weep before you. Are you not ashamed? Blinded by material prosperity, you crushed out all the fine sentiments given to you by a merciful God so that you may be a help to your fellow man. But no, you trampled the weak, the poor, the innocent. And now you claim your right as the child of the same father who created all? Have you no shame left?
Oh, Lord, I see I am finished. Yet somehow, all hope has not deserted me. Am I to be abandoned thus forevermore? My Lord, I do not ask for forgiveness, nor am I afraid of punishment. Let it come and I shall welcome it. Only tell me, is there any way, any penance by which I can, at any future time, obtain your lotus feet? Well, please tell me the way if there is one. Then Then you may carry me off.
If you come to that, I can't help you. You have offended the lotus feet of Sri Padmanabhananda. If you can, by any means, receive his mercy, then there is some hope for you.
Mercy! Oh, Lord, mercy!
Do not forgive him too readily, thus making him take his sins lightly. Let me implore your mercy for him on his behalf. He's a poor wretch.
My dear Lord, you are the supreme controller. You are the supreme truth. And it is you who took mercy on your child, Madad. And it is you who desires to save him through me. Always giving credit to your devotees. Let thy will be done. If it is through me that he is to be saved, then I say to you, my Lord, I forgive him. Not only do I forgive him, but I forgive him unconditionally. Nay, let me tell you how I feel. Let the heavens and the earth, all these dwellers, I not only forgive Madai unconditionally, but I grant over to him all the pious merit that I may have obtained through all the good acts that I have performed throughout the entire course of my whole existence. My dear Madai, come to my bosom. And let the whole world see that there is no difference.
You have seen this drama play. You should think that this is not drama. So, from today, if anyone taking wine or any kinds of smoking, drinking, you should give up from today. Then surely the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur will come, and by their mercies Nityananda Prabhu will be there. And Nimai, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will be very merciful to you. If anyone doing offenses to the lotus feet of devotees, Mahaprabhu cannot do anything. But if Haridas Thakur will be so pleased and he will request Nityananda Prabhu, and then Nityananda Prabhu will be mercifully, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will know the will of Nityananda, all will be absolute and all have Krishna prem. So I am requesting all those who are not following all these principles, just try to very strongly don't take mine. I have heard from devotees, so many disciples of Swamiji, lacking of
association.
Now they are returning to the same point. Now they are taking drugs, wines, becoming more lusty, and so many bad qualities in them. So I have come ordered by Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, to remind you all. And this play, not play, only to remind you all. Especially those who are playing this drama from today. Be pure as Nityananda Prabhu wanted. Then, if any effect will come, if anyone teaching anything to devotees, but if he is not pure, not qualified, his teachings will be very
effectless.
Eh?
No effect.
No effect.
No effect. It may be for temporary effects. So the gurus who are not qualified to teach, and if they are teaching anything, don't take wine, don't take drugs, don't cheat anyone. They can listen for a moment, momentary results. But if you will be like that, yourself, not taking wine, not anything, no smoking, no drugs, no pyaj lahsun,
onion garlic.
Then all the devotees are bound to follow this. So my request is that we should again come in the same time as Swamiji came here. You should think that Swamiji is here. And you should again be inspired like same time. So he has sent me to see or they are following me or not. So when I will return, what I will tell? So if you are promising like that, then I will go and meet him and tell, oh, I'm happy. I'm satisfied. All are following you and always remembering, always keeping you in your heart and your words. Gaur Pramad. Oh, yes, so to Kirtan all and Jagai Madai. After that, he told that from now we will not do anything wrong. We are taking promise for this. And they began to wash the ghat.
Bank
of the river. And the ladies were not going there in fear of Jagai Madhai, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. When they heard that, oh, they have been changed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. Now again, they began to see him and to take bath on Nagariya Ghat where Jagai Madhai was there. And they were cleaning. How cleaning? Pruning the ghat, clearing the ghat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
एक एक देवी के काफी सारे पड़ो
I don't know.